Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Rob Allen here, co-CEO of the PeopleStack, where we help tech leaders just like you and individual contributors who are up in the seniority live their dream lives and their dream careers. Now, today, on today's episode, I want to talk to you about the four reasons why playing it safe is the worst way ever to have job security. I love analogies, and I love being able to use them in explanations, but the reason I want to talk about this topic is because recently in a leadership Slack team that I'm a part of, there was a conversation around job security at large, but also job security as you get older. Folks who are over the age of 50 are worried about ageism and the ability to get new roles after they lose their job or they want to change positions. And a lot of the advice that I was seeing was around playing it safe. It was around trying to keep your head down, knuckle down, and stay in with the company because they're big or because they're the company's lasted a long time or because it's where you've been for the last decade. And those are terrible, terrible, terrible reasons to stay at your job. Reasons to stay at your job are because you love it. Reasons to stay at your job is because it supports the lifestyle that you wanted to have. It allows you to be your best self. It allows you to go and live to the fullest. It allows you to spend time with the people that you care about the most. It allows that time to be of a high quality. It allows you to take the vacations you want to take, engage in the hobbies you want to engage in. It allows you to have the impact in this world that you want to have, to support teams, to have outcomes through what your company produces that make the world better. Those are reasons to stay at a job. If you're only staying at your job because you feel like that's the safer play, because you feel like that's what it means to set yourself up for success, that's a terrible thing. You're going to find, like many of these people that are the anecdotes for what happens when you're over 50 and the rug gets pulled out from under you, this is exactly why that happened to them. Because they tucked in. Because they were focusing on not being noticed. Because they were focusing on staying where they are and not moving. There's a great quote from Helen Keller that security is mostly a superstition. It doesn't exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. That's not just true for being out on the savannah. That's true in life. It's true in your career. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. There are a million quotes you can throw at this, and there's a reason for that. But as anybody who is really, really caring about you will tell you, the plural of anecdotes isn't data. So here's what's real. Security is, in and of itself, an illusion. At one point in time, it was obvious that working at Polaroid was a safe bet. Working at Kodak was a safe bet. Working at Lehman Brothers was a safe bet. These companies have been around for decades or generations. Of course they're safe. Throughout 2020, one of the lessons I want you to look back and take is that safety is relative, and that even the safest business can take a wrong turn and evaporate. And when that safe business evaporates, there goes your job along with it. And if you weren't making strides, if you weren't making progress towards that powerful career that you know you wanted to have, there goes that powerful career. And now you're going to need to go out and do something to get it back. In fact, getting complacent, resting on your laurels, and failing to innovate, it can not only kill a career, it can kill an entire company. So take that to heart. Stay innovative. Stay hungry. Stay trying. Otherwise, you're going to fall behind. It doesn't matter what your past performance was, because those gains can be taken away in a moment. And if you need more examples than Polaroid or Kodak or any of the companies we lost in through the financial crises a few years back, or through 2020 because suddenly entire industries ceased to matter for an entire year. If you need more examples than that, then look outward. You'll find them. But just as it's true that careers and lives can evaporate, it's true that careers and lives can continue to evolve. Careers and companies and lives can continue to evolve. They can continue to be made anew. They can continue to stay relevant. Now, I don't mean go out and learn every single framework that pops out. I don't mean change the language that you work with. I don't mean learning some new method or getting a new certification is going to be the right option for you. I mean, continue to look at yourself, continue to look at your life, continue to look at your world, and decide for yourself whether you're doing everything in your power to achieve new greatness. Because if you're not, what are you doing? And if you're trying to play small, if you're trying to disappear, if you're trying to be invisible, realize that that's going to make you invisible in all the worst ways as well as the best. Second reason, while playing it safe is the recent worst way to have job security, is that playing it safe means settling for less than you're capable of. All of those things that you're tolerating around whether or not you push back on a boss telling you to do something that you know isn't the right play, or not pushing back when you're asked to work ridiculous hours, or doing whatever you think you need to do in order to please your leadership. All of that is robbing you of energy, focus, drive, and it's making it easier for you to accept more pain, more struggle, and ultimately expect less good out of yourself, less good out of the company, less good out of you and your future. And when you expect less good out of your future, you work not for that. You don't try and prove yourself wrong. Instead, you end up proving yourself right. We see people falling into cynicism and being lauded as that being great wisdom, being the safe bet. But cynicism steals from your future. It steals the possibilities you could have been achieving. It steals from the things that otherwise would have been powerful additions to you and your skill set, to you and your history, to you and your future. When Jen and I made the move back to Boston in 2014, Our son was just about to start kindergarten. I was moving upward within a very large organization, actually pretty quickly. But living where we were living didn't feel like home. Doing the things that were available to us in that place didn't feel rich and fulfilling. It didn't feel like we were living our lives. It felt like we were waiting for something major to shift us. And so when I got contacted to interview for a role for a company nobody had ever heard of, and that ended up being a job offer, it was a risk to put down everything that we had learned, to put down everything that we had had solid. We owned a home. We had two cars. We had a child in a great daycare that was going to move to a good school. I had a safe job. It wasn't fulfilling me the way it could have, but it was safe. We packed all of that up. We sold everything we owned. We sold that house. And we moved back to Boston. And there was a lot of uncertainty with that. There was a lot of insecurity with that. I was working for a tiny company. A company with only 100 employees. Went from a company that had maybe 5,000-6,000. And what was I going to be doing? It was technically a lateral move. But it offered me so many opportunities to live life differently. I was able that year to take my son on a whale watch. We saw humpback whales, like live in person, feet from the railing. We got to live through an adventure of being in Boston during one of the heaviest snowfall winters on record. We got to live in a city that we could walk around in, and my health improved in ways that I didn't even realize I was struggling through. All of that was capable. All of that was possible because we took action. We did the unsafe thing. Reason number three why playing it safe is the worst way to have job security is that staying in your comfort zone makes it harder for you to employ, makes it easier for you to target for layoff, makes it easier to give you more work for less pay, and it makes it easier to demand more of you in less time. All of this is also indeed possible, and you're seeing it right now already. All you have to do is look around. When you're the guy who only works on this one niche problem, you are one software change away from that problem not existing anymore. In fact, you're making yourself a thing for the company to spend money to get rid of. When you're the person who has knowledge of just this one sphere, or the person who is capable of helping in this one specific way, that may feel like security. But not branching out beyond that makes it that much easier to get rid of you if someone decides that that's what's the best interest of the company. And in point in fact, that's the best interest of the company is to not have to worry about a single person, not having their bus number be one. So what is it that is your main thing that you're making yourself available for? What is it that you're known for as being valuable for? And if it's not just that ding, 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 like multiple items, what software purchase, what script, what outsourcing makes you irrelevant? You got to take that into account when you're thinking about your security. When you think about what's available to you. And honestly, if it's a snap of the fingers and you're no longer relevant, you're no longer necessary, it doesn't matter how big the company is, it doesn't matter how long you've been there, it doesn't matter how close to retirement you are, it doesn't matter who and what part of the organization owes you a favor. None of it matters. Because unless keeping you is more valuable to that organization, to the people making the decisions about that organization, than it is to just replace you with something software or easily contracted or killed off, then that's not safety. That's just asking to be let go. And it's asking to be let go at your most vulnerable, because if you've been focusing on that one comfort zone, the likelihood of you finding another organization that wants to hire someone to work in that comfort zone, and only that comfort zone, is infinitesimally small, and it gets smaller by the year that you do that. Number four, living your dream requires calculated risk. And if you're not ready to live your dream, then what the hell are we doing talking here? You should be ready to live your dream. You should be not waiting on the future to happen to you, but instead trying to make that future happen for yourself. Now, working in IT, I've lost friends. I have had people that I relied on, people I knew, pass away on the job. It's happened. It's happened at least 3 times. And there's probably more that I'm not thinking of. Maybe it hasn't happened to you yet, but recognize that if we learn nothing else from 2020, it's that the future is not guaranteed. No one is going to hold our hand and make sure then that further day off into the great beyond where it's been, you're going to have all of your ducks in a row and you're finally going to be able to learn that instrument. You're finally going to have the energy to go and pick up that new sport. You're finally going to be able to travel and see that place with your spouse. If 2020 teaches us nothing else, it's that none of that is guaranteed. So why the hell are you putting off your dreams? Why the hell are you putting off the rest of your life for some unknown future time? As Jen likes to say, someday is not on the calendar. You can check. You can flip through the pages. April, May, June, September, whatever. There's no someday there. So why wait to live the best part of your life based on some hope, some dream, or some promise that may never come true? Instead, make it come true right now. Make it come true as soon as possible. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And when you take that calculated risk, you take the risk knowing that whatever decision you make, whatever path you go down, you're going to gather data, and then there's going to be another decision after that. And then another decision after that, and another decision after that, and another decision after that. Because you're going to keep in motion. You're going to keep moving. No one goes out and takes a job and says, oh, that didn't work. Guess I don't work anymore. No, you just make a new choice. Try again. Get back up. Grab the bat. Stand at the plate. Look for the next pitch to swing at. It's the only way to move forward in the game. It's the only way to move forward in your life. And it's the only way to move forward in your career. Because movement creates the opportunities that you're going to need in order to enjoy your life. And if you're not going to enjoy your life, then what the hell are you doing? Now, I've thrown a lot at you this time. And understanding that you need to take action is one thing. Taking that action, it's a whole nother ballgame. And when you find that you want to take action, but you're worried about making sure it's the right action, that's when it's time to reach out for expert help and expert support. And that's where I'm going to invite you now to go to thepeoplestack.com/talk and book a call with my friends, with my people, with my career strategists who are here to help you. They're here to help you bring your career to that next step, to bring your life to that next step, because playing it safe isn't going to be good enough. Because you don't want to leave to chance that somehow every choice that you've made up until this point is going to work out perfectly forever and ever and ever. So book that call, thepeoplestack.com/talk. And when you get on that conversation, they're going to talk about your career right now, what's working for you and what's not. And then they're going to talk to you about where you want to go. And if we can help you get there, we're going to tell you and show you how. And if we can't, we're going to point you in the direction of something that'll serve you better. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain from that conversation. So book that call now. Talk to you then.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.